Hello, you're listening to Digital Insights. My name's Paul Boag, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about how we can create a more effortless user experience, because that's what we're all aiming to do, isn't it? But is there actually more than we could be doing than we are at the moment? We've made huge strides over the last few years in user experience design. There's an increased acceptance that the key to business success in the digital world is to provide an outstanding customer experience. Companies understand that time-poor customers are unwilling to put up with a painful interaction and will abandon sites if the experience has proved less than effortless. We have seen the rise of usability testing and user research. Books like Don't Make Me Think by Steve Krug have gone from a plead on behalf of the customer to a mantra that most teams who are responsible for the user experience have adopted. Yes, we still have our battles. Our clients and management can often be distracted by cost savings over long-term growth. We still see short-term conversion targets undermining long-term customer retention. But although we still find ourselves battling over the tactical implementation of user experience design best practice, most accept the need to prioritize the user experience. So where does that leave us? Is our job done? Has the war been won? Well, I would argue that we're only just getting started. Unfortunately, most of us who work in the field do not necessarily realize just how much further we have to go. The experience we have created, even at its best, isn't half as effortless as we would like to think. Take, for example, something as simple as logging into a website, app, or system. As user experience designers, we fought hard to make the process more painless. We allow users to show their passwords and have streamlined the process of recovering the password. We've battled with IT departments to persuade them that the password complexity they demand for security reasons isn't always necessary. However, I don't think we've really even begun to solve the password problem. After all, we still expect users to remember passwords for systems that they might only occasionally use. Even if they do use a system daily, why should they have to prove their identity in the first place? Why should they be required to do so much data entry? These are still pain points. Our problem is that we accept certain premises without ever actually challenging them. For example, we blindly agree that users have to enter a password. But why? Slack doesn't require me to do that. They send me a link to my email address that I just click. But even they require a user to take an action. Why can't a system simply know that I'm me? Why do I need to prove myself? Think how much of your life is wasted typing in passwords. Now times that by the billions of people across the world doing that. How many lifetimes are spent entering passwords alone? Take, for example, my favorite feature about the Apple Watch. As I approach my Mac, it will automatically unlock it. Because I've previously opened my watch, Apple presumes that I'm still me and so unlocks my Mac. Why couldn't a website do a similar thing? What makes the Apple Watch example so powerful is it requires me to do nothing as a user. I don't need to do a thing. It moves us beyond don't make me think to don't make me act. It's a new era where systems predict and respond to the user. My Apple Watch does this with my health too. It doesn't ask me to continually check my heart rate to see if I've got a problem. Instead, it monitors it periodically without me needing to do anything. Also, my HP Tango printer is the same, as I mentioned in a recent post on smart homes. I don't need to order ink when my printer runs low, it just orders it for me automatically and it turns up at my door. Well, what about my budgeting software? Once upon a time, I had to enter each transaction manually. Then later, I could manually import transactions from my bank account. These days, I don't do anything. They merely appear added automatically. That's the difference between a user experience designer and a user interface designer. A user interface designer designs interfaces, while a user experience designer seeks to avoid them entirely. Sure, sometimes there are limits of what technology can do, and that will prevent us from removing the interface. But other times, it's just because nobody's thought of it. Take, for example, my Nissan Leaf that I drive. It shows me on the dashboard the speed limit of the road I'm driving on. It also got a speed limiter that I can use to set my maximum speed. However, instead of automatically setting the limit to match the speed limit that I'm driving in, I'm required to adjust it manually. Yes, sometimes this is going to need fancy sensors and smart machine learning, but that's not always the case. Sometimes it's just about having sensible defaults. For example, how about defaulting a country drop-down menu to the most common selections rather than making every user make a selection? That way, people from that particular country wouldn't need to do a thing. What about unsubscribing to email? We get excited when a company makes it easy to unsubscribe in a single click, but why should they have to unsubscribe at all when the company knows the user hasn't opened one of their emails for 6 months? It wouldn't take much to merely unsubscribe them, send them an automatic email telling them that you have and giving them the option to resubscribe if they so wish. Notice that in both my country selection and unsubscribe examples, I give the user a way to override the automated action. So I'm not suggesting that you take control away from the user. Some users will want to do things differently or just like control. I'm just saying that we should automate as much as possible for the majority of users who simply want to get on with their day. Now, I could go on, but you get the idea. So here's my challenge for you. Look at your website, app, or whatever, and ask yourself what you could do to automate some of the actions you expect users to take.